I feel like Dead Cells especially is one of those games that has the smallest line between I am a shining golden god and everything I'm doing is perfect and perfectly timed and I'm executing every move, and you make one mistake and you just can just fall into bitter rage failure.
Welcome to Sitsuck, everybody.
Sitsuck.
My name's Kendrick. I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Kevin.
Kevin in the back. How's everybody doing?
I got that throat thing again. So my voice is now... Yeah. Apparently this just happens when you're a parent. You just, like, keep getting sick the same way over and over again. Because other people's children are disgusting.
Kevin, you want to weigh in on that?
I mean, like... To be fair, though, your kid's getting sick too, right? Or passing it.
Right, but so they're getting the sickness. Disgusting? They're not bringing the sickness. They are acquiring it from somebody else, which means they got it somewhere else and brought it to my son.
And then
brought it to me. So,
you're the one who shouldn't be putting your son's fingers in your mouth.
Sometimes you just gotta bite a kid, you know?
I've never felt that need.
You'll understand
like
when you're
3 years, so that's great.
Outside of that,
I think the
fucking great.
I think I might have had COVID at the beginning of the year, and I thought it was a hangover.
That's what it sounds like for some people.
Yeah, no, and I was thinking about that when I did Dry January, and I felt like real shit for the first week. And that was either a collective hangover for all of December, or I actually had COVID, and I really don't think I could tell the difference at this point.
Your body's natural defense mechanism of having, like, a amount of alcohol that kills most viruses just went away.
Right.
And your body had to start to defend itself again.
I'm still actually not unconvinced that is the case, that you're just like, your body was like, we don't have any alcohol to process, we don't know what the fuck to do.
Where does
Shut everything down!
From?
Yeah, that's probably what happened. So anyway, how y'all doing? I know Kevin lost his phone today for a hot second. That's a fun story. Kevin,
oh,
want to tell that story?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it didn't charge, so I thought my charger was dead. So it didn't charge all night last night. So I put it on the charger downstairs on my desk while I was getting like the kids ready and warming up the cars and stuff. And I just like took off without it. And so it stayed here and I went to work. And I didn't realize it till like 90% of the way there, and I wasn't turning around in the snow. I was not doing that. So I just went the day without a phone. That was very difficult.
How did that feel? Do you use it a lot for stuff? Like,
was
it difficult for?
Well, because I had to use Google Authenticator for work stuff. Couldn't do that. I couldn't talk to Megan and, like, let her know I was at work and stuff. So I had Kendrick message her. Well, yeah, but I don't have that stuff on my work computer.
Oh, your work computer. Oh.
And
so my first message to Megan on Discord was, "Hey, Kevin's here."
I'm surprised you guys haven't been like forced into doing like non-personal phone authentication stuff yet, like YubiKeys or whatever. Like
I use a YubiKey.
I can't wait. Engineering was
issued YubiKeys, but non-engineering people can get fucked, Kevin.
But
Sears.
Yet they still have to use authentication, right?
Mm.
On their personal devices, which is fucking stupid.
Well, and then I couldn't get in. So I logged into Discord on my work computer just in the browser, and I didn't know my Discord password because when was the last time you logged into Discord?
Yeah.
and I have LastPass on my phone because LastPass is shit now, and they only let you sign into one device, and my phone's always on me, so that's the device I chose.
What do you mean LastPass only lets you sign into one device?
Yeah, they for the free version, they don't let you have multiple devices. Like
it's well worth the cost every year if you really need something.
Probably.
Like that, but
yeah,
G-Pass for life, baby.
I've been going to look into other ones besides that and get the competition, but it's a lot of passwords to move, and I'm lazy.
That's how I feel. Yeah. I moved them to LastPass within the last 5 months, and I was like, Jesus, that took like 2 hours.
See, Kendrick got me onto KeyPass when we first started working together in Action Grid back in the beginning. And then, which for me, basically, that's just the beginning of my life. That's the beginning of my real life. That's the beginning of time, just working at Action Grid. And then everything else behind that is...
We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it.
I actually like have gone through and remembered the jobs that you had before that, and it's kind of a fun list to
right?
go through, but not, not now.
Yeah. The well, it's like...
not like this.
Yeah. Well, so yeah.
Past jobs.
Just to finish
What's all your past jobs?
I'll go through that in a second. I just want to finish this thought. It was just that I started with KeePass. I've only gotten LastPass this last year because I had to. And I still haven't actually gotten it officially connected within the company because I keep getting told that's a thing that needs to happen and I keep putting a ticket in and nobody responds to it. I'm like, cool.
Yeah, they're very sure that we need it, but they can't figure out how to get it to us.
Neat.
I got called out. They're like, you don't use LastPass. I was like, no,
neither
do
you.
Yeah. No, and it's like, no, I do though. I've got hundreds of things in there. Don't fuck with it. And they're like, well, it looks like you haven't used it. It's like, I log in once a week.
Yeah.
Well, like our logs here show there's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Do not fuck with my LastPass. So there's a very important stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I found out that they were tracking the browser extension, which I didn't use for a long time due to moral and, like religious, you know, issues with browser extensions.
Mm.
But yeah, no, I use LastPass for work, but KeePass has been my passion for a long time because it is free and you don't have to deal with them fucking with you.
I was too lazy to get it working on my phone is pretty much what stopped me from using KeePass outside of work.
Fair.
And fair, like, I know Amy figured it out at one point, but I think I tried it and it's a little bit above me.
It takes like it takes that little bit of extra effort that's just more than reasonable.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because I do like how it was free, but and it had the same type of like security. And you know, frankly, browser extensions are going to be the easiest way for someone to steal your fucking shit. So.
Oh, right. And LastPass had several documented cases where their browser extension had a security vulnerability where anybody on any website at any time could access literally all of your passwords. But I'm sure they fixed it by now.
Yeah, I'm sure they did this after this last.
They're
time.
An enterprise level password security firm. They've fixed
it. No, they're not enterprise level. They're commercial.
Oh, are they?
No, I'm sorry. That's an in joke. Nobody who's on this call. No, KeePass, so the trick that I did was I put KeePass in my Dropbox and then later Google Drive. And then I used KeePass X or Droid Box, one of the Android versions to access it. And then all you had to do is make sure you just kept all your shit in a synchronized spot there. And
that worked. Okay.
It was pretty straightforward.
Use Box in a Box.
You just have to make your own cloud, air quote.
Well, yeah, I mean, I use somebody else's cloud, but yeah.
Can I store my passwords on your server in your basement?
Sure.
It's just a dude
it's
in
just
somebody's
about as secure
basement.
As every other one.
Well,
I mean, it's down sometimes if someone unplugs it to plug the vacuum cleaner in, but like, you know, otherwise it's safe.
Oh no, I'm gonna write them on a piece of paper and like tape it to the side of the server.
Well, that's what I'm
also fine.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like you just put you get this new service where it's a dude in somebody's basement, you don't know where, and he's just physically writing them down on little sticky notes and other little scraps of paper and then jamming them into a file. And if you pay for the extra service, he actually puts those files in somewhere he can access it without taping it to the wall.
And he only takes a new form of security key that's actually literally a cool chocolate key that he can eat, and then he writes down codes for you to use and sends them to the place that needs them.
Yeah.
Like, every second. Every 2 minutes.
Yeah, but he mails
it.
It's
really
cool. So.
So it's all out of sync.
Yeah.
It's not very popular.
$100 to somebody who can find an acronym that spells out NFT that describes that, because then we'll fucking be in the money.
Oh man!
But not live.
No promises, money, quiet. Kendrick. This isn't a game.
Shit.
All right, here. The rest of the podcast is going to be quiet, and we're just going to think.
$100. You can hear it here.
Sounds like $100 in pennies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's $100. It's $150 actually. Shit.
No.
Wow, flexing. Go to Kendrick's house. He's got money laying everywhere.
There's just money everywhere.
Like a dragon.
Would you like
just
100
have
pounds?
All this money?
Here's 100 pounds.
Of what?
It's just that's a body
100.
Of a child.
That's very heavy.
No, it's just 100 pounds. I found them from our trip to Scotland. We didn't use them, so.
Hmm.
Now it's I'm sad that I'm flying.
Someday we'll go back, I promise.
You're sad that you're flying?
Yeah, that was an old reference to.
It was the title screen to HomestarRunner.com.
HomestarRunner.com.
One of them.
Strong sad.
One of the 20 that they did. That was always fun. Ah, I miss that. So I would say
it's still hot. It's still live.
It still is going. I just like not as much as they used to.
We lost the thread here. Kevin, are you okay? Like, it sounds like a fucking terrible day. And like, I'm like all for these people who are like, disconnect, man. But like, I don't really feel like, I mean, and this is probably part of the problem and I'm an idiot, but I don't feel like disconnecting is me not having my phone anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like me disconnecting is sitting in bed with like my, on my phone or something.
Wow, that's disassociating. That's slightly different.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just feel like I like having my phone. It's security. It's like having my wallet, like, or I don't know, having socks on when it's cold. It's just useful.
Yeah. It's kind of a necessary tool, but I want to know what Kevin has to say.
Yeah. I mean, well, it was that on top of just a shitstorm of emails, stupid emails. And I was just like pissy. So it wasn't that bad after I got in and got on my computer and stuff, but.
But like daylight savings time has fucked me up this week, so I
much. Everybody I saw on Monday was like hang dog, half zombie, like.
It's going away, though. The Senate fully unanimously like pushed the bill to the House to get rid of it. It was like unanimous, which is, as somebody, I think this Trevor Noah was saying this. It was kind of funny that like the one thing that connects like Donald Trump to, I don't know, Joe Biden is that both of their parties agree that daylight savings time is fucking bullshit.
It's the one thing that can unite us all.
It's not Dr. Manhattan destroying himself to save the world. It's not nuclear war. It's daylight savings time that brings everybody together.
Probably cocaine too.
Our collective hate and of daylight savings time and our enjoyment of cocaine, the white powder of life.
Kevin, what'd you have for lunch today? I don't remember.
The bowl.
Pokeball.
Pokeball, yeah.
Ooh.
What'd you think of the Pokeball?
It was pretty good. I like rice-based dishes.
Miss that
and
so much.
And like sriracha mayo and all the crunchy
sriracha
bits.
Sriracha mayo was good, yeah.
Yeah,
it's pretty tasty.
Kyle, boomerang. Boomerang.
Boomerang.
I was just about to jokingly ask Kevin, like, would I even help if I came back right now? Or would they, like, not even hire me?
I'm sure they would hire you.
Smash some stuff, but I don't know. Boomerang. Yeah. I mean, if I boomeranged, it would purely be because I'll probably make more money and I can eat lunch there.
I'm sorry. You're trying to frame those like they're dismissive things. Like
No. Those are the two big things. Like, I guess it's just more of like my priorities right now are not like, no matter where I'm at, I always find people I hate, so it doesn't really matter.
Dude, same.
And not people I hate. I'm just being dramatic. Like,
no, I know, but like most of my team is in India, and actually, they're the ones I like.
Yeah, I like the Polish guy I work with is frankly the person one of the people I like the most. So yeah. Do you guys want me to talk about mead for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Discuss mead.
I saw this. This is this one of the sole reasons that I've really been enjoying TikTok is because every once in a while, every day I find something I want to do on TikTok that's easy enough for me to do, like to start. So the dice making kick I was on for a little bit, I got pretty far into it. I realized that without committing a bunch more money, I probably wasn't going to be very far. I needed a pressure pot and stuff. And so I can make them still, but I haven't gotten deep into it. But that all started from TikTok. It was like, oh, people can do this. This is possible. Like, it's something that I can do. And it took the 3-minute video of someone making dice to show me that, like, it's not as hard as I thought it was. Which apparently is easier to consume than a YouTube video showing it. So, you know, at me or whatever.
That checks out. Carry on.
Food. I've experimented with more food in the past 2 years, probably because of TikTok, than I have almost my entire life. Like, I learned how to make arepas. I learned how to do, like, that the Brazilian bread, the cheese bread. Like, chicken chipotle, chicken tacos are just ones I can remember from, like, the last few months. I don't know, that, and then this mead thing. Like, I saw somebody's like, you want to make mead starting this weekend? Okay, here's what you need to do. And it was a 3-minute video of a dude talking about how to make mead. And I was like, you know what? I can do that. Like, I can do that.
I can really appreciate that makes that much more, like, approachable, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's only 3 minutes. I can do that. I mean, obviously, he spent more than 3 minutes doing it.
But, oh, yeah, like, absolutely.
Narrative, much more compelling.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, the annoying part about the recipes nowadays is they tell you the whole story up front. It's weirdly enough, like, TikTok gets around that. So you get to see, like, you get to see it happen, and that makes it more functionally viable for you to do. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, that's what started it all, was like just me surfing through TikTok, and now I follow this guy and talks about meat all the time. So I got some... I'm not a big Carlo Rossi drinker. I don't know if I could drink that much wine if you, like, gave it to me for free in a day. And so, like, that's the kind of jug you need, is about a gallon jug, right? So I just bought some off of Amazon with bungs and airlocks. Those are called bungs, and then the cork is called a bunghole. And so everybody who's getting into, like, brewing is laughing.
Bunghole.
Yeah. Bung.
But yeah, no, the bunghole predates the humorous use of the word bunghole.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I'm sure that's where the inspiration came from.
Yeah, because someone's like, yeah, that's a bunghole. It's like, I got a bunghole. And they're like,
like, just
buddy,
farting into an airlock. And it's like, look at it bubble. Look at it bubble. Anyway, so I did that. Frankly, like, mead is probably one of the easiest things you can brew next to wine, besides the temperature considerations for wine. You just pour honey into water, and then you put a bunch of whatever you want to flavor it in, and then extra sugar just in case, and then you put a yeast in it, and then you just put the bung right on top and let it sit for a few weeks.
Sweet.
I didn't even use a hydrometer with my first one. I just let it go till it was done bubbling. That was it, because when it's done bubbling, the yeast are either dead or there's not enough sugar left. So then I got a racking kit, which is called, that's a fancy name for an auto siphon. Mm-hmm. And you basically use this auto siphon to get the, like, liquid out without the debris. And so I re-racked that into a separate clean thing and let
carboy?
It sit for another week. Yeah, carboy is what they're called. Yep. And then it, like, I just tasted it in the middle there. It tasted pretty good. And I bottled it into little bottles and gave them to people. It was like the most easy thing I've ever done. And it came out pretty good, I think.
It was tasty.
Tried it.
Yeah, yeah, I liked it. Yeah. It was tasty.
Home brewing is a big thing. Mead is the oldest brewed alcoholic substance that humans have ever made.
Yeah.
And it had a kick, too. Like, I don't know what the alcohol content was, but you could taste it. Like, it was like one of those things that, like, warms you up when you drink it.
Nice.
So that was with, I called that Wildberry Mead in my brewing app, right?
Nice.
That's because I basically put, like, a frozen wild berries in it. Strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, and some pomegranates, which are in there.
It's fucking wild!
Yeah, it's fucking wild. This time I did straight dragon fruit and straight blueberries, and I'm doing two at a time this time.
Holy shit.
So next week I'll probably start another two so I can keep cycling meat out. That way I won't have to wait really long between them, you know? Because...
No, that's a solid thing.
The other adventure I went on that was 2 weekends ago or last weekend was I went to a local brew shop. Because I'd never been to one and I didn't know what it was. And I was like, you know what? Shit, I need to get some more. Like, I need to get some caps for these Carlo Rossi bottles or the carboys I have. I need to get a funnel because pouring fruit, like frozen fruit, into the top of a carboy that looks like a Carlo Rossi bottle is nearly fucking impossible.
Indeed.
Without, like, you know, blending it.
Making
and then
a mess.
I learned about blends. You can have fruit blends instead of putting whole fruit in there. And I learned about mead yeast and how the mead yeast is how it can survive higher alcohol contents. So you want to use that. And then I bought a bunch of new carboys, which are like plastic, and they have a wider mouth, so you don't have to have a funnel. And I don't know. It's just like I got hydrometer.
You gotta get bigger bungs then.
I did have to get bigger bungs. I had to get tens instead of threes. And now I have bigger bungs and same size bung holes.
You're made of bungs.
I do have quite
a few bungs.
It
sounds pretty
right
fun,
now.
Though.
It is fun. It's like,
it
makes me think of smoking, but like you don't have to do as, like, it's like, you don't have to do
Hands off smoking.
Yeah, it's like, it's a lot more hands off. And only thing you have to do is find a place where it doesn't get too cold. Because if it's too cold, the yeast will die. And that's pretty much just the rule of thumb with mead. Other alcohol fermentations, you kind of have to care a lot more about temperature depending on what you're trying to accomplish. I think it's like set though. It's not like, I think lagers are one of the only ones you have to move around during brewing, but that's too complicated. I don't want to think about it.
Champagne.
So, I did a Mr. Beer Kit in college and that was pretty fun. They simplified the heck out of it though. There's so much more to brewing real beer than what that kit has you do, but
oh,
it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you guys some next time because I'm going to have a bunch. So
I'll never turn down mead, sir.
Mm-hmm. I will, I'll make it a point. Like, by the time I bottled 6 bottles out of the gallon I had, and they were, like, kind of, I don't know, 16-ounce bottles, so basically you could either take shots and try it, or you could, I just drank one for myself one night when I was playing Elden Ring, and, like,
nice.
It was good. Yeah.
Playing Elden Ring and drinking mead sounds like a good time.
It was a good time. I had a very successful night. I feel like when I play Elden Ring, it's a lot like playing Dead Cells, where, like, you have some nights where you're like, yeah, that was a great run. I did a bunch of things. I feel successful. I got places. And then you have other nights where you're just like pulling the gun out of your mouth and then making sure your both hands are on the controller so you don't pick the gun up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. There's, yeah. I feel like Dead Cells especially is one of those games that has the smallest line between I am a shining golden god and everything I'm doing is perfect and perfectly timed and I'm executing every move, and you make one mistake and you just can just fall into bitter rage failure.
Yep. It happens with Monster Hunter. It's happened with Elden Ring. Yeah, there's certain games that just require, like, I don't know, it's like you have to get in sync. And when you fall out of sync, you can feel it, right? You can feel how off you are.
Like, well, on that note,
put it down.
Like, comment, and subscribe, everybody. Stay in sync. Your flow. Drink some mead. Whatever that other stuff we said for the last 20
passwords.
Minutes.
Plug up your bungholes.
Passwords.
Yep, plug up your bungholes.
Mind your bungholes. Bye.
Bye.